I fondly remember when my wife and I went to get a cat for our son Joel to surprise him for his birthday. Our beloved family cat had died not long before, and we all missed her, and we knew Joel really wanted another cat. So we went to a local animal shelter and found two sisters, Lucy and Bo Peep. Bo Peep was very friendly and just wanted attention, but Lucy was a scaredy cat. She didn't trust humans at all. In fact, when we first got them home, both Lucy and Bo Peep hid from us and would not come out for a long time. They didn't know there was no danger in our house. No one would hurt them. We just wanted to love them. For a long time after, Lucy would run away from nearly anyone who tried to pet her. And don't even think about trying to pick her up. It took us a long time to earn her trust. And recently, when we moved, we had to put her into a crate to travel across the country. Of course, when we tried to get her in there, she ran away, repeatedly. After living with us for years, she still wasn't sure she could fully trust us. But we had to put her in that crate. It was the only way she could go with us, and we couldn't leave her behind. If only she understood, we only wanted what was best for her, and the alternative was to leave her behind. We finally got her in, and she is still happy and healthy, and usually trusts us, but she's still not sure about other humans. Like Lucy has trouble trusting humans, there are many humans who have trouble trusting God. The big difference, though, is that Lucy might have had good reason to not trust humans. But God, on the other hand, is fully trustworthy and perfectly good and loving. As Deuteronomy 32:4 teaches, He is the rock, His work is perfect. For all His ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is He. Further, Psalm 117:2 adds, "The faithfulness of the Lord endures forever." How long does it endure? Forever. So no end? That's right. No end. Ever. That is good news, friends. No, it's great news. God is perfectly good and everlastingly faithful. He is perfectly just all the time. The God of justice and mercy who can be trusted no matter what. Indeed, Scripture consistently presents God as both perfectly merciful and gracious, and at the very same time emphasizes that He is perfectly just. I address many questions about God's goodness, especially in light of the problem of evil, in my book, Theodicy of Love, Cosmic Conflict and the Problem of Evil. For now, let me highlight that God is love, and His love never compromises justice. Notably, justice is mercy for those who are downtrodden or oppressed. When God brings justice to the oppressed, it is the most loving and merciful thing He can do for them. In all, Psalm 100 verse 5 proclaims, "The Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations." And the Bible not only declares these things to be true about God, but God has demonstrated in history, in this world, that He is perfectly loving, good, and just. How has He done so? In Jesus. Christ willingly gave Himself for us on the cross. No one took His life from Him, but He laid it down of His own accord. And by doing so, He demonstrated, once and for all, the perfect righteousness of God, making a way for God to save sinners while remaining just, and also demonstrating once and for all the perfect love of God. As Paul writes, "Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." What amazing love that the all-powerful Creator would give Himself for us. But did you know that there are some things even God cannot do? What, you might think? Didn't you just say God is all-powerful? Indeed, the Bible teaches that He is, declaring things like nothing is too hard for the Lord, and referring to God as all-powerful in many other texts. Yet Scripture nevertheless teaches there are some things that even God cannot do because He is perfectly good. For example, God cannot deny Himself. Further, God cannot be tempted by evil. And Scripture also teaches that God cannot lie. These are things God cannot do, but not because he lacks any power, but because he is good by nature. As essentially good, God cannot do anything that would contradict his own essential nature. That is why the Bible directly teaches that God cannot deny himself. This is wonderful news, friends, for it means we can always trust God to have our best interest and the best interest of everyone else in mind. People will let you down, but God will never let you down. God always keeps his promises. Indeed, God himself declares in Psalm 89, verse 34, "My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips." Perhaps you have had the experience of being hurt or betrayed by someone who you thought would have your best interest in mind. Unfortunately, humans are born with selfishness as part of our nature, and we all know how badly many humans treat one another. But God is the opposite. God is love. His nature is love, unselfish love. And as we have seen, he cannot deny himself. So God always and only acts in the most unselfish, loving way possible. People will let you down, but God will never let you down. As 1 John 1 verse 5 teaches, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Did you hear that? No darkness at all. Many children are afraid of the dark, not knowing what might be there that they cannot see. But with God, there is no darkness in the first place. There is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. He is love, and he is light. God is the Holy One, the Lord who is faithful. And God always does everything he can to bring the most preferable good for all concerned. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. And Scripture also teaches the entire earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And John 3:16 adds, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life." You can trust him, for he is good all the time.